Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first revive of the school year. To talk a little bit about ourselves, we're a multi student organization. Dr. K is our advisor, and pretty much every other Thursday, we lead worship here in Christ Chapel during chapel break. And if you want to do anything, whether it's sing, play harmonica, saxophone, whatever it is that you may want to do, maybe even play the kazoo for all we know, come talk to any of us. We'd be more than happy to have you as part of our group. Once again, thank you for braving the elements this morning. So how about you guys stand up, maybe give each other a wet hug, and greet each other.
Good morning. We're going to be singing out of your ELW. That's the Cranberry Hymnal. All right. We are using a book. Yes. ELW. And we're going to be starting. Our first hymn for today is number 858. Praise to the Lord the Almighty. 858. Stanzas 1, 3, and 4. So 858, praise to the Lord. Stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Gracious God, make us instruments of thy peace. Where there is hatred, may we bring love. Where we are wrong, may we be the spirit of forgiveness. Where there is discord, may we bring harmony. Where there is error, may we bring truth. Where there is fear, may we bring faith. Where there is despair, may we bring hope. When there is rain in our hearts, may you show us the sun. This is our prayer. We trust it is your desire. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
Our reading today comes from the 13th chapter of Luke. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, For 3 years, I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil? He replied, Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. Holy wisdom, holy word. This past week, I stumbled on an article that read, the worst day of my life is now New York's hottest attraction. The writer, Steve Kandel, lost his sister in the 9/11 attacks. In the article, he talks about what it was like for him to walk through the newly opened museum. Everyone should have a museum dedicated to the worst day of their life and be forced to attend it with a bunch of tourists from Denmark, he writes. Annotated divorce papers blown up and mounted. Interactive exhibits detailing how your mom's last round of chemo didn't take. Souvenir t-shirts emblazoned with your best friend's last words before the car crash. Kendall's words spoke to me on a level I almost wish they wouldn't have. For me, February 19th, 2008, will forever live in my mind as the absolute worst day of my life. I was riding the bus home from school when someone ran a stop sign and broadsided us, causing the bus to tip over onto the pickup truck behind us. Out of the 23 kids on the bus, 4 were killed, and 5, including myself, were airlifted. For 6 years after the accident, I walked around feeling like half of a person. I felt cut off, not only from my family and my community, but also from the person I used to be. Although it's only a few verses long, this passage from Luke speaks volumes to my experience. There are 2 different voices in this passage, that of the man who owns the tree and that of the gardener who cares for it. I'm sure many of us are all too familiar with the first voice, the voice that cuts us down, telling us we're not good enough, not smart enough, not qualified enough. For me, this voice was something known as survivor's guilt. Day after day, this voice wore away at me. It said you should be dead, not them. It said you don't belong here. It said when other people look at you, all they will see is how scarred and damaged you are. And then there's the second voice, that of the gardener. The person who owned the fig tree walks over and, seeing there's no fruit on it, deems it worthless. The gardener, however, seems to know something the owner doesn't. When ordered to cut the tree down, he replies, Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. The parable ends there, but something tells me that he didn't have to cut the tree down. Just like the gardener didn't give up on the fig tree, God doesn't give up on us. When the forces of this world try to cut us down or make us feel less than human, God is the one who says, Come to me, and I will nurture you and make you whole. There is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that could decrease our value in God's eyes. That's some pretty powerful stuff. Looking back at my own experiences, I can see that God was there with me every step of the way. It may have taken a while, but I finally reached a point where I felt like a whole person again. Going back to the parable, the fig tree was a symbol of peace for the ancient Hebrews. And the Hebrew word that is commonly translated as peace is shalom. But this word can also mean being whole, intact. I remember the exact day I realized that I had found that peace, that wholeness, that sense that I was finally intact. It was the 6-year anniversary of the accident. I actually woke up in a pretty good mood, went about my morning routine, and then I looked at my phone and realized what day it was. Normally, that day affects me in really adverse ways. Usually, it was kind of a depression-like fog that would just encompass me every year without fail. But that day, after 6 long years of feeling less than human, I felt human. I honestly didn't think it was possible for me to feel whole again. I will never understand how I got to where I am today, but that's the beauty of God's peace and that wholeness that we find in God. It's astounding, it's surprising, and you will encounter it when you least expect it. So my hope for each of you is that you will be surprised and astounded at how much you are valued. Amen.
Let's all stand and find in our hymnal 631. 631. Love divine, all loves excelling. And we'll be singing all these stanzas 1 through 4. Thank you.
Before you depart, just a few announcements. First, tomorrow for Daily Sabbath is what we call Sabbath Lab, and that will be hosted by the Gusty Greeters. It'll be an interfaith panel, students of different religious and philosophical traditions speaking about their experience here at Gustavus. So please be welcomed tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And also Sunday worship, 10:30 a.m. here in Christ Chapel. All are welcome. With that being said, receive this blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God look upon you with favor and grant you peace this day and always. Go in peace to love and serve. Thanks be to God.